You don't know him as Stanley Eisen. You know him as Paul Stanley of Kiss. He turned 68 today. They have a song that doesn't sound like Kiss at all. It's on the album Destroyer. It was their highest charting hit. That may tell you something about Kiss, but it was number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. Paul Stanley doesn't sing or play on it. Peter Criss was the only band member in the studio with the piano and the orchestra that backed him. But Paul Stanley says, definitely an important piece of Kiss's catalog is Paul Stanley.
I kind of felt that Beth was a real special song, in that a lot of people know the song and never realize it was us. It's one of those interesting songs where if you meet people who really don't like Kiss music, they say, well, what have you done that I would know? And I go, Beth. And they go, what's Beth? And then you sing. They go, that was you?
Well, not technically. There's this convention that happens every year. You might have heard of it. It's a NAMM, the NAMM convention, where everybody involved in music sets up booths and stuff like that. The National Association of Music Merchants. It's a trade show, basically. And I tell you all of that because they had a really good jam at NAMM, so to speak. It was at The Grove, and it's around L.A. And Slash was on guitar for Gibson for the final 8 songs. And people jamming with him were Rick Nielsen and Robin Zander from Cheap Trick, Elliot Easton of The Cars, Don Felder, ex of the Eagles, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top. Imagine what it would be like to hear Slash and Billy Gibbons do Waiting on the Bus, Jesus Just Left Chicago, Tush, Whole Lot of Love was Slash and Robin Zander and Rick Nielsen. Hotel California was Slash and Don Felder. Don Felder doing Pride and Joy. That would be cool. I don't know why I'm telling you that. It's kind of like rubbing it in, but hey, I wasn't there either.